Hello, this is Jermaine. Welcome to Eternal Good News. From the time of Adam, the first man, until the time of Moses, the fathers of families offered sacrifices to God for sin. They worshipped God. They were patriarchs. Later we read about priests. In Genesis chapter 14, verses 18 through 20, we can read about Melchizedek, king of Salem, who was a priest of God Most High. He blessed Abraham. Abraham gave him a tenth. We can also read about a priest of God in the land of Midian, whose name was Reuel and Jethro. Exodus chapter 2, verse 18, and Exodus chapter 3, verse 1. Moses married one of his daughters. Later, God gave the law through Moses to the people of Israel. Under the law to Israel, the covenant with Israel, there was a special priesthood. The brother of Moses, Aaron, was chosen to be the high priest. Aaron was of the tribe of Levi. Aaron's sons and their sons after them were to be the high priests of Israel to offer sacrifices. Only the descendant of Aaron could be a high priest. Only Aaron and his sons, his descendants, could be high priests to offer sacrifices for sins under the law to Israel. We can read about this in the book of Leviticus in the Bible. The animal sacrifices were a part of the old covenant, the law for Israel, until Messiah would come. However, God promised a new covenant in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 31, verse 31. Behold, days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Jeremiah, chapter 31, verse 31. God had promised Moses that he would raise up a prophet like Moses and put his words in his mouth. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 15 through 19. This new covenant has been given. Messiah is the promised prophet. Jesus is the Messiah. You can read the New Testament for yourself. Let us read together now Hebrews chapter 8, verse 13. When he said a new covenant, he has made the first obsolete. But whatever is becoming obsolete and growing old is ready to disappear. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 13. With the new covenant, the old covenant priesthood of Aaron was done away with. God made it impossible to follow the old covenant law when the temple was destroyed by the Romans in A.D. 70. Read and study the book of Hebrews. You will understand that Jesus is our high priest. He is our king and our high priest. This was foretold in the 110th Psalm. He is a high priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. Now let us look at the first letter of Peter to scattered Christians. Peter wrote to Christians, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 16. Listen now to what he wrote to Christians. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5. You also, as living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house for a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5. Did you notice that all Christians are a holy priesthood? Christians offer up spiritual sacrifices. Listen now to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. Yes, Christians are a royal priesthood. We read also in the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth, to him who loves us and released us from our sins by his blood and he has made us to be a kingdom, priests, to his God and Father. To him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. Revelation chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. What are these spiritual sacrifices that Christians offer up to God? One is that we may proclaim the excellencies of God, to teach other people. Other spiritual sacrifices we can read about in the book of Hebrews. Listen to Hebrews chapter 13, verses 15 and 16. Through him, then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of lips that give thanks to his name. And do not neglect doing good and sharing, for with such sacrifices God is pleased. Hebrews chapter 13, verses 15 and 16. Our sacrifices are praise to God, the fruit of lips, giving thanks, doing good and sharing. We praise God in praying and singing. We give thanks in praying and singing. Doing good is a spiritual sacrifice. We do good when we teach and when we help other people. Doing good in the name of Messiah brings glory and praise to God. Doing good instead of evil is a spiritual sacrifice. The New Covenant teaches much about doing good. What does it mean to share? We share our money in giving. We share our possessions. Hospitality is a way of sharing. We read also in the book of Romans about spiritual sacrifice. Listen to Romans chapter 12, verse 1. I urge you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Yes, our bodies are to be living sacrifices. We are to live holy lives. We are to put to death the evil deeds of the body. We are to do good, to live holy lives. We are to serve God. All Christians are priests, offering spiritual sacrifices, a royal priesthood. What have we learned? We have learned that Jesus is the only high priest after the order of Melchizedek. He offered himself one time for all. He is the only sacrifice for your sins. No man makes sacrifices for sins. We have also learned that the New Testament, the New Covenant, teaches that all Christians are priests to offer up spiritual sacrifices. These spiritual sacrifices are praises to God. The giving of thanks, doing good, sharing, proclaiming the excellencies of God, and presenting our bodies in holy service and worship. Since Messiah is the high priest and all Christians are a royal priesthood, does the New Testament teach a priesthood between Christ and Christians? No. We can search the New Testament, but we do not find a priesthood between Christ and Christians. We read what Jesus said to his disciples, Matthew chapter 23, verses 8 and 9. But do not be called rabbi, for one is your teacher, and you are all brothers. And do not call anyone on earth your father, for one is your father, he who is in heaven, Matthew chapter 23, verses 8 to 9. These words Jesus said to his disciples, his apostles. It is against the command of Christ to use the religious title Father for a man. All Christians are brethren. There is no priesthood between Christ and Christians. The priesthood of Aaron, of the tribe of Levi, has been done away. It belongs to the Old Testament, which is done away in Christ. The new covenant has been given. Jesus is the only high priest after the order of Melchizedek. All Christians are priests, a royal priesthood. You need to have Jesus, the Messiah, as your offering for sin, your high priest. He loves you. He offered himself on the cross to pay the debt of your sin. This is a free gift offered to you. Read with me now Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 through 22. Since therefore, brethren, we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he inaugurated for us through the veil, that is, his flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a sincere heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 through 22. Yes, put your faith and trust in Jesus the Messiah. Draw near to him. Repent. Turn away from your sin. Your heart will be cleansed from sin when you are buried with Jesus the Messiah in water, in baptism, through faith. Then you will be raised up to a new life. Romans chapter 6, verse 4, Colossians chapter 2, verse 12. Jesus said, "He who believes and is baptized will be saved." Mark chapter 16, verse 16. Faith must come before baptism. Infant baptism is not valid. You need to be buried in baptism on the basis of your own faith. Jesus said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." If you would like a free copy of this lesson, write to me. If you would like a free New Testament, write to Congregation of Messiah, Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083. That is Box 5333. Edmond is spelled E-D-M-O-N-D. Oklahoma is abbreviated OK. The postal index zip code is 73083. United States of America. Thank you for being with me today. This is Jermaine Lockwood. Have a good eternity.
A wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord, a wonderful Savior to me. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock where rivers of pleasure I see. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love, and covers me there with his hand, and covers me there with his hand. A wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord. He taketh my burden away. He holdeth me up, and I shall not be moved. He giveth me strength as my day. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love, and covers me there with his hand, and covers me there with his hand. When clothed in his brightness, transported I rise to meet him in clouds of the sky. His perfect salvation, his wonderful love, I'll shout with the millions on high. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love, and covers me there with his hand, and covers me there with his hand. A wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord, a wonderful Savior to me. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock where rivers of pleasure I see.
He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock.